This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on RBI's bi-monthly monetary policy. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Gaura Dhavanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 10th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility MSF rate and bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rates since February 2023. Dilip, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Just wanted to begin with actually sharing with you that today we'll be talking about the RBI bi-monthly policy, the committee meeting and their results, post their conversations. Now, this was expected because we had seen the Fed rates moving down. There was a lot of expectation in the market that the RBI would be steady and hold it. So is this as per expectation?
Yes, I think the whole MPC meeting today was more or less on the lines of the expectation. Of course, there are always some people who believe that perhaps the RBI could have tweaked either the repo rate or interest rate or something like that. But I think given that it was a new MPC committee with new members, the first meeting, and given the geopolitical situation and the inflation situation within the country, it was more or less on expected lines. And I think there are no major surprises other than for a certain segment of people, which I'm sure we'll talk about later.
So regarding the response to the MPC and their decisions, Prarthana from Mumbai, our correspondent, has also got some inputs.
The RBI's policy panel kept the repo rate steady in a 5-1 majority decision. The MPC also decided to change the monetary policy stance to neutral and to remain unambiguously focused on a durable alignment of inflation with target while supporting growth. This is expected to provide more flexibility in navigating the evolving economic conditions. The next meeting of the MPC is scheduled on December 4 to 6, 2024.
In fact, the RBI Governor, Mr. Shaktikant Das, had said that the focus on inflation and price stability to support growth was a criteria.
Core inflation, on the other hand, appears to have bottomed out. Fuel component of the CPI remains in contraction. Domestic growth has sustained its momentum with private consumption and investment growing in tandem. Resilient growth gives us the space to focus on inflation so as to enable its durable descent to the 4% target. In these circumstances, the MPC decided to remain watchful of the evolving outlook in the coming months.
So Dilip, when we hear this statement, and do you think that, you know, further, because inflation is a concern, and I know we are growing as an economy, but we also have a huge section that really struggles with whether it's jobs, making both ends meet, all this. So do you think that this is also in line with that?
Yeah, actually, talking of inflation, we are in a slightly different position than the rest of the world because we got multiple factors playing out in India. As listeners would recollect that, you know, the RBI is to keep inflation within a particular band. Now, the governor, when he was actually speaking, he talked about while the headline inflation is currently on a downward trajectory, but the trajectory has been slow and uneven because based on food inflation, based on fuel inflation, again, fueled by the geopolitical situation here. But he said something very interesting. He said, going forward, the moderation in headline inflation is expected to reverse in September and likely to be elevated in the near term because of the base effect among other factors. So the challenge that they are seeing that, you know, that going forward, at least the numbers, the situation on the ground may be different, but because of the base effect, because of certain effects in the food agricultural system, and because of the oil pressure, you will see some increase in headline inflation over the next few months. And however, he retained the whole end of the year kind of projection at about 4.5%. And therefore, you saw the status quo being maintained in the repo rates. But very importantly, they tweaked the stance to neutral from withdrawal of accommodation. At the same time, they said that there is a risk of inflation. We have to keep it in mind. We'll wait and watch and let's see how it goes in the next few months and decide in the next meeting what could be done.
So you think there is an expectation that despite headline inflation actually inching up marginally, the pinch to the pocket would be short term?
Difficult to say, because there are many other factors. If the Middle East crisis kind of escalates and there's a pressure on oil prices and oil prices go up, what actually India had done, you know, there's a whole debate about India importing oil from Russia. But that whole process that India followed, initially there was some resistance in global economies, etc. But over the last few months, I think all the major economies have begun to understand that it was because of this move of India to get Russian oil that the oil prices remained stable, more or less remained stable and did not go out of control. And the world had enough fuel to actually consume, actually play and see how the inflation goes. And, you know, there's a problem in certain crops in India. And this inflation, because of the increase in price of those crops, there will be, while the whole inflation numbers are do not really include it, but food inflation is going to be a big challenge going forward. And hopefully, depending on the sowing and some of the early harvests this year, maybe in the next meeting, you might see a more different view out here. I think it's more or less the cut that was thought of that may happen here is not happening, which is a good move. But I think RBI will keep its options open and look at it, how it plays out over the next 2-3 months.
So talking of India's growth story, in fact, the RBI governor also said that resilient and steady growth of GDP has been seen and they are banking on it. To share with you and to understand from you, this growth story, you earlier spoke about inflation and numbers and the actual reality being because of certain crops, there being a mismatch, at least in the expectations and the minds of people to say that the numbers are looking okay, but household budgets are being disturbed. Bringing this to India's growth story, and we know the numbers are good. Our GDP is, I think, steady. It's inching up. We have also, I think, bucked the trend, have actually for the past 3 or 4 years. The stock market is, I think, being held steady. Of course, right now, the past few days, we have seen turbulence, but the last 2 days have worked out well. This growth story, do you see this also feeding into this monetary policy decision and probably the next one? Because they've kept their options open. They want to wait and watch.
The first thing is that the rate setting panel, you know, of the MPC, and when they discussed internally, they actually said the real GDP growth for fiscal year 24-25 will be at 7.2%. But interestingly, what happens is in the saying, they actually tweaked it for the 4 quarters. While Q2, quarter 2 of 24-25, it stood at 7% from what they had projected, 7.2. The projections for Q3 of FY25, this current 3 months, has actually been revised upwards to 7.4% and then the 7.3% earlier. And Q4, that is the first quarter of next calendar year, but last quarter of this financial year, to 7.4%. And of course, Q1 of FY26 to 7.3. So what it's very simply says that although we had slight slowdown from the projected numbers in the early part of this year, going forward, we expect that the economy will do much better than our earlier projections. And the RBI conducts surveys amongst different industries and a lot of other surveys that goes into making this estimation. So they are signaling that the feedback that we are getting from industry and the economy is that the growth momentum A is going to continue and also going to accelerate over the next few quarters.
So this growth momentum that we are talking about, it's primarily going to be fueled by domestic demand?
So I think there are two things that are going to happen here. The growth is sustained its momentum because, like you said, private consumption, and second, because of investment growing in tandem. So there was a kind of a feeling earlier and projections that private sector investment has not been keeping pace with the expectations. But over the last quarter, and based on the whole investments projected under the PLI scheme and other schemes, you are seeing investment kind of likely to growing currently and will grow further in tandem. So these two things about private consumption and investment growth actually gives the optimism and gives the kind of feeling or the analysis that you next 3 quarters are going to see growth numbers higher than what was projected, even though it's 0.1% or 0.2%.
Dilip, you'd mentioned earlier, and I think we spoke of global factors. Of course, you just touched upon them briefly in the beginning of the program. wanting to draw your attention to that. I think one of the reasons which has over the years, whether it was the Lehman crisis and other global issues happening, India had kept itself fairly steady and I would say marginally insulated to hold strong through difficult times. The savings rate. Now with propensity for risk increasing, I think the savings rate has been critical to our economy over the years. How do you see this panning out and is this featuring in the RBI monetary policies?
If you look at it, the whole propensity to spend and therefore not to save or the challenge of the savings rate actually has been mentioned by the governor. And he has actually put it in the garb of the highlighted risks of unsecured loans. And there he talks about there's a likelihood of a stress buildup in some of the unsecured loan segments, such as loans for consumption purposes. So if you increase consumption, you save less. And he particularly talked about credit cards and microfinance and loans. And RBI has been flagging the issue of credit card loans for quite some months now. You know, in this MPC meeting, they've actually said that they're closely monitoring it and may take measures that may be considered necessary. And he advised banks and NBFCs to carefully assess the individual exposure into these areas, both in terms of size and quality. So I think, right, there have to be one in credit cards and the others, there's one system to be followed, but in microfinance and loans, he's talked about giving attention to underwriting and post-sanction monitoring have to be robust and also bought out the whole aspect of inoperated deposit accounts and cybersecurity landscape, among other factors.
Wanting to now draw your attention to the stock market, a lot of younger people and I think diverse people are getting in because I think the returns, at least for the past few years, have surpassed all expectations. It's been a dream run most of the time. In this case, do you think that this decision will play a further effect on the market, which are recovering? Though the Sensex has not moved very much up, you know, from 85, it's come down to 81 and is like, but shares are moving up. I think the spirits are high. So do you think that this is going to get factored in or have the markets already done that today?
See, the markets are much more savvy than an average listener or me, at least. I don't want to draw you into the conversation, but you know, you may be an expert. But markets typically factor in the such decisions here. But the markets actually have got affected by global challenges, the reduction of interest rate in the US, the China stimulus package, because I think especially FPI money and global money chases the highest possible return. And even if there are a few basis points difference between one market and another, they tend to migrate to the other market. But like you mentioned, that the domestic investor in India is actually focusing on the stock market and the mutual fund segment because it is giving them a higher rate and a higher return than, let's say, the most attractive fixed deposit or the banking product that can be offered. And this is leading to another different challenge in terms of the deposits in the banks going down and affecting their ability to lend. And if they had reduced interest rates, then the market would have to, again, the banks would have to, again, reduce deposit interest rates. And, you know, we don't know where the cycle will actually end. Will there be more money flowing into the stock markets and other things? But it's a huge challenge. And I think the MPC and the governor have tried to do the best they could in the given circumstances.
Absolutely, Dilip. It's always a balancing trick. And sometimes when you move in one direction, it's also a catch-22 because you don't know whether it's linked to consumption, to inflation. So it's a fine line they have to tread. And I think they're doing a stellar job so far. Thank you so much for coming onto our program. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on RBI's bi-monthly monetary policy. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.